Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
And now, a presentation on the Mental Health News Radio Network. The Outer Limits of Inner Truth Radio Show.
Ryan, that is a freaking awesome question.
You are the power, and you do not need anybody's permission.
He's the only guy that ever crawled out of a grave where people didn't go, oh! Ah!
Don't worry, don't be afraid, ever,
because this is just a ride.
You're a great interviewer. You're one of the best.
If this is the best God can do, I am not impressed.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Out of Limits of Inner Truth Radio Show. OutofLimitsRadio.com. I'm your host, Ryan. Tonight, our featured guest is making her second appearance, and she's going to offer some fresh perspectives on the latest with the vaccine, Delta variant, all the crazy back and forth that is happening right now. Jeez, every time we talk, it's like the world gets crazier. And as of right now, apparently, if you're one of those people out there that has decided not to get a vaccine, number of reasons why. Maybe because it's not FDA approved. Maybe because there's been no thorough test. Maybe because there are a lot of people reporting adverse reactions. Maybe because in the last 24 to 48 hours, they just came out and said, oh, by the way, there are people who are carrying viral loads that have been vaccinated. It's the same as those who have not been vaccinated, yet they want you to get that shot so bad. They want you to get that shot! They're trying to bribe you with $100. They're trying to give you a free joint, free lap dances. You know, anything to get you to get that shot. And when you haven't taken that shot, because I think in the U.S., like a $1 billion campaign has only produced maybe 50% of the population getting this, I think they're losing their minds and they're very upset. Now they're really pushing force on you. They're going to make it mandatory. And I think a lot of people are going to continue to resist. So it's just a very weird time in our history. I don't know where things are going to go. Quite frankly, if you want to get the vaccine, go right ahead. Some people will not get it. I will not get that thing. But I think we should respect everyone's choices. To give you a quick perspective on, I think, what's going through the mindset of the average person, here are two clips from Michael Rapaport. He's an actor, and I want to give you a heads up that the language he uses is pretty intense, and the first one is when he's condemning the anti-vaxxers.
All of a sudden, everybody's a fucking scientist. Get your fucking vaccine. We are in a pandemic, another pandemic of the unvaccinated. Don't fuck it up for the rest of us. I got vaccinated. Look at me. I look fantastic. Get your fucking vaccination, you dummies, you.
You hear that, you dummies? Here's Michael Rapaport 2 days ago.
I just watched Tony Fauci and CNN and Fox tell me that people with the vaccine, vaccinated people, are now spreading the coronavirus. A couple of days ago, I was yes, I'm vaccinated, yay, a little sticker, yay, I'm vaccinated, be a hero, be vaccinated. I went from being a hero because I'm vaccinated, and now you motherfuckers are calling me a super spreader? I ain't no fucking super spreader. Figure this shit out.
Yes, Michael, they're going to figure that shit out right now because they cannot handle you being mad at them. They don't care about you. They don't care about any of us. Matter of fact, I think they would love a world where most of us are dead. And anyone thinks that's too crazy, you haven't looked at your history books, seen that governments have a tendency and the consistency of killing many people, including their own citizens. So I don't know where this is headed, but I do believe that we are probably going to see a lot of our brothers and sisters start to wake up, because external reality is becoming so twisted and so weird that you can only have cognitive dissonance for so long before eventually it breaks and the world gets shattered. And when I say people are waking up, they're going to start realizing that they've been lied to, not just this once, but they've been lied to for a long time. And when that happens, you're going to see a lot of people get very angry. And I would implore you that when your brothers and sisters start going through that, the temptation is to, you know, say, ah, you dumbass, what took you so long? And don't do that. Hug them, love them, be there for them more than you've ever been before, because they're going to need it. It's going to be very traumatic. But that awakening, one by one, could set us on the course of a different trajectory, which is maybe not going to be the apocalypse where it's headed right now if we don't get more people waking up. Let us begin tonight's show. It is a great honor once again to welcome back to the show Dr. Judy A. Mikovits. She's Dr. of Biochemistry and Molecular Biology. And you can learn more about her by going to her website at plaguethebook.com. Dr. Judy, welcome back to our show, and thank you so much for being with us.
It's a delight to be here, Ryan. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. As of right now, turn on the TV. All the media is talking about the Delta variant. It's everyone's freaking out about this thing. They're acting like it's the virus coming back. The media is telling us one thing. The politicians are telling us one thing. I don't believe them. I'm curious what your perspective is on this. Is this some new strand? Because the New York Times is reporting that, oh, if after the Delta variant, there's going to be the Lambda Delta variant, and there's going to be all these other variants that are coming. It's weird why it's happening. It doesn't make any sense. I'm curious, what is your perspective on this?
Well, the perspective is that it's the same as SARS-CoV-2, you know, that monkey virus generated in the Vero monkey kidney cell and shipped around the world, and part of, you know, the coronavirus is part of flu vaccines. They've been in that Vero monkey kidney cell line for 20 years. There are variant after variant after variant. And the simple factor of the matter is this was always infection by injection, cripple the immune system by wearing the mask, social distancing, fear, fear, fear. We're so afraid of something being transmitted through me breathing on you, which isn't the way these viruses are transmitted. And so everybody, it's a disease of fear. COVID-19 never had anything to do with SARS-CoV-2, nor does this variant Delta, Lambda, whichever they come up with. Sure, it's the strain du jour. They've been in the cell line all along. They've been contaminating the flu vaccines for decades. And you can get Tony Fauci can pull whatever variant he wants out of the hat as long as people are so ignorant and uninformed as to be injected with a needle full of something that nobody knows what it is. They're injecting the disease. That's what the spike protein is. And I think Dr. Malone said it, Dr. Peenum Rakhala said it, you know, yes, you will target your entire immune system into focusing on this SARS-CoV-2. That again, as David Martin said, these sequences, you know, they're sequences, they're not viruses. PCR doesn't detect infectious transmissible viruses. These sequences are synthetic. They were made in a laboratory. They're computer generated. They can get whatever variant they want as long as people around the world are so ignorant as to allow people to inject these shots of the spike protein of the three deadliest epidemics of our time, HIV, XMRV, and SARS. That's what the spike protein is, and you put it in a synthetic virus. That's not a really good idea. It won't work out really well for you, and that's what you're getting. You're getting the variant. The variant isn't a variant. It's a PCR. It's a sequence. It's fabricated. It's synthetic. It's made up in the news. It's certainly not transmitting. It's being injected. And yes, the transmission of it is by an injection. And so that's what's really important for people to understand. And just yesterday, I got a bunch of texts saying, oops, the FDA didn't approve the PCR test.
I know. Isn't that weird? The whole thing, that's what they based this whole thing on, and the FDA didn't approve it?
And you know why they're not approving it right now? Oh, because this is vaccine COVID, the variant. The variant doesn't exist any more than SARS-CoV-2 was in the populations other than via injection. So now what I've been saying the last 3 weeks and Dr. David Martin and Dr. Peter Malone and people around the world is you can tell if it's vaccine COVID or a natural infection. Because if it's vaccine COVID, all you're going to detect on the PCR is the RNA of the spike protein. You will not get structural genes of a coronavirus if it's the J&J or the, I can't remember which one, the J&J or the...
The Pfizer, and they've got the Moderna one, all these other...
Yeah, the Pfizer and the Moderna with those mRNA, they don't have a viral backbone. So all you will detect is a spike protein. If it's the AstraZeneca or the J&J where you only need one shot to kill you, that's in an adenovirus vector. So your PCR will pick up the structural genes of an adenovirus, another upper respiratory infection, and then the spike protein of, you know, SARS-CoV-2, the monkey virus that has HIV, XMRV, syncytin, envelope, and SARS spike. That's the spike protein, those sequences. And they were synthetically put in the J&J, in the Pfizer, and the Moderna. So you could tell if it's vaccine COVID and not the variant, because all you have to do is do the PCR. All you will detect is the spike protein. You won't detect the structural proteins of a coronavirus. And that's the point. You made a synthetic virus and injected the toxin, the poison, into tens of millions of people and called it a vaccine. And as David Martin's been saying since the very beginning, since plandemic indoctrination all the way back in August 18th of 2020, no, Moderna's had the patent. Tony Fauci's planned this 20 years. Here's the sequences. They it's a synthetic virus. And again, it doesn't really matter where it came from. If you don't inject it, it's not infecting humans. It never did transmit well. So they took the PCR test away really quickly, right? Because now nobody can see it's the vaccine and not a variant. It's not a variant.
So yeah. So what are they going to do right now? How are they able to tell like that these things are increasing? Because it was weird. After you spot this for a while, you can kind of, I don't know, I feel like the sociopaths, they telegraph their BS. And I knew that when they were pushing that Delta thing a while ago, eventually they were going to say, oh, it's going to get to the U.S. anytime. And then I figured that they were going to be, you know, hacking the PCR test and saying that the numbers are increasing. So, I mean, would this thing be, if they're taking away the PCR test, aren't they taking away a vital part of their ability to, you know, shape public opinion by saying there are all these new cases?
Exactly. And so, but they're saying all the new cases are out there. We're supposed to believe it. Inject everybody before the school season. The vaccine's mandatory. The masks have to go back on. Here you are. And no, there's no PCR test to get it. So you have to be even more afraid. You know, it's so insanely ridiculous if people don't see. And that's why we all have to say is, you know, if you ever had, you know, you just never get another shot and you will live and you protect yourself from the injected, from the vaccinated. There's no such thing as healthy people spreading disease. There never was such thing as an asymptomatic carrier. The injected, the vaccinated are causing the variants because they're literally manufacturing from every cell of their body, you know, the spike protein. That's the disease. It always was. So if people wake up and say, no, we don't need another test. it was a case demic. It never was a disease. The people who tested positive were perfectly healthy people whose lives were ruined because they had to not do their Olympics or wear their mask, cripple their immune system. So this is the most important thing is not it. There's no more debate. You lied to me. Tony Fauci lied. Robert Redfield lied. Deborah Birx lied. Every part of FDA, HHS, CDC lied. They're criminal. They're serial felons. Every person worldwide, the WHO preventing people from getting WHO essential medicines like hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, Suramin, these things for these diseases for decades. And so this is, you can't use emergency use if you have therapies. Therefore, our Food and Drug Administration, their job is safety. Well, I got news for you. Glyphosate and Roundup is toxic, causes cancer. Our food is toxic. It's time the FDA says bye-bye, you're fired. Put people like Stephanie Seneff, now, who just wrote a book about the toxic legacy of glyphosate. Put her in charge. Clean house. Put scientists with integrity. Take these criminals to the town square and electrocute them and literally show everybody that this COVID will never happen again. You'll get the variant du jour. Tony Fauci lied. He's a criminal liar. Robert Redfield, the minute he wasn't the head of the FDA, admitted, oh, yeah, we kind of caused this. Oh, yeah, it kind of came from Wuhan. Oh, yeah, everything Dr. G. Mikovits said was true a year ago. Oh, yeah, we put this fraudulent test out. You know, everybody knew it was fraud. You don't do a PCR at 43 cycle. That's noise. Now that they stopped it, the minute the administration changed, and that was on an illegal too. Oh, the minute the administration changed, we dropped it down to 23 cycles. We dropped it down to what it was supposed to be in order to detect even the presence of a virus. Oh, well, you can't do that because then you know it came from the vaccine, the Delta variant. Sorry, you injected it. And so now what did they say? Oh, the PCR didn't work. It's all bad. Use another test. And that won't happen until December. And in the meantime, they're mandating that children worldwide, innocent people worldwide, can't go back to school, can't get a job, can't do anything. No vax, no service.
It's absolutely horrible. I don't understand this at all. I can't believe this. But before we even go into more of this, do you have any faith in the FDA at all? I mean, do you think that they're going to approve this? One of my friends, who's a doctor, doesn't believe that they're going to approve these vaccines. And if they don't approve it, what does that mean for all the people that had to get through a mandate on this thing? Is there going to be an upheaval? I mean, what is the outcome for this? It's surreal at this point.
Well, just like the PCR test. Sorry, that didn't work. What about all those people whose lives you ruined because they tested positive and they couldn't go back to work or they committed suicide or their friends ostracized them in the beginning? And now it's the same thing. You know, that was the biggest experiment in human history, forced experiment. That data safety sheet left blank, that package insert, that's because you're part of an experiment. And now it's like, oh, get a booster so we could kill you because we're not going to tell you which part of the experiment you were. No, the FDA, I never had any faith in the FDA. They're criminal. They've been criminal since HIV/AIDS, when they used AZT at toxic doses, when they've refused to allow peptide T. This is what our book, you know, watch the Dallas Buyers Club, watch the band played on. You know, watch what the FDA did to the original deplorables, the gays, the IV drug users. They spread. They forced the at-risk population to get a contaminated, deadly hepatitis B vaccine and spread HIV through the world. No, I don't have any faith, and I never had faith in them. It's time the American people wake up. We need regulatory agencies who are revolving doors with Big Pharma, like the CDC, like the EPA, like the FDA has been for years. Our food is toxic. GMOs cause cancer. They, since 1987, that the FDA should have never approved a single GMO. And yet our food supply
is inundated with them. Do you think that they'll approve these vaccines? They'll approve Pfizer and they'll approve Moderna? Is it only a matter of time?
No, I don't. No.
How come you don't think they will?
Because in back in 1976, go to PlandemicSeries.com, watch Indoctrination. Watch when Morley Safer in 60 Minutes got them admitting, you know, oh, yeah, we kind of did that bird flu thing on you, or the swine flu, whichever one was 1976. And honest journalists caught them. That vaccine killed a few hundred people. This vaccine's killed tens of thousands of people. And that's only 1%. That's only the tip of the iceberg, because most of the people, it's like, no, they just dropped dead. Last year, everybody died of COVID. And now it's not the vaccine at all. It's just natural causes. No, I don't. I mean, the FDA, you know, no, at the end of the day, they might do the same damn thing they did with the test. Oh, no, we don't approve it. And yet everybody got it because you forced it or they couldn't have a job. It has to stop now. It has to stop now.
It's just weird. I don't understand why they're pushing it. Why are they pushing it so hard? Like, why are they saying that people who aren't vaccinated are a threat? I mean, I figured, like, you know, step back for one second and say, well, look, it, quote unquote, if this vaccine really worked and these people are protected, then aren't unvaccinated people taking a risk in their own hands? Like, well, it's, I don't understand why there's such this push to get people who don't want to take the vaccine to take it. Like, why do you want us to take it so bad? Like, what's the reason?
That same thing it's been forever. See, most people don't recognize for the last 20 years, the so-called anti-vaxxers who are actually X-factors, vaxxers, whose families have been injured. Watch the movie Vaxxed. Oh, the measles outbreak at Disneyland. They blamed the anti-vaxxer, the unvaccinated spread measles. No, we don't. I'm immune. I got a natural infection. And what we know is the vaccines don't work. So they're doing the same damn thing in this. And they're making people hate each other. And it's awful. Oh, you inconsiderate people. You don't wear a mask and you make me sick. Hey, your mask works. What do you care? Your mask works. You're good. Your vaccine works. You're good. Leave me alone. But this is the insane, you know, counterspeak, whatever they call it, what do you mean? Healthy people don't spread disease. Well, last year they said, oh, they're asymptomatic carriers based on the PCR test that they all admit right now. The FDA said, no, wait a minute, that didn't work. Oh, wait a minute. So maybe the asymptomatic carriers didn't spread disease. Maybe if you actually got COVID and you have, as I believe it was Peter McCullough on last week's thehighwire.com. So last Thursday, whatever the date was, Dr. Peter McCullough was on there and he said, what we know of the natural infection, if you actually got COVID naturally, you have a durable, lasting, lifelong immunity, no matter the variant. Oh, so how do the unvaccinated spread disease? We don't. We don't. If we got the disease, we're immune, just like I'm lifelong immunity to measles. I would never spread. So they said that at Disneyland. Oh, the anti-vaxxers. No, it was the vaccine strain. You could look at it and see it was the vaccine strain. So now they take away the PCR test so you can't see it was the vaccine. Hey, give it to me. I'll sequence it. I'll prove it. So if people would watch the High Wire, now they're, oh, no, you can't use that. No, you can't use that.
I'll watch it. That's a great show. Del Bigtree is amazing. Yeah. I love what he does.
And last week was beautiful. That Dr. Peter McCullough nailed it. He's like, okay, lifelong, durable, lasting immunity. And that means if you catch it if you get vaccine COVID, I call it V-COVID. If you get transmitted, shed on by the vaccinated, it's a synthetic virus. So it can be transmissible. It's a synthetic virus with a lipid nanoparticle that doesn't dissolve at your body's temperature. 99 is why you get a viral infection. Remy, you got the common cold when you were a little kid. Oh, it's just a virus. It's 99. 103 isn't a virus. 103 is the bacteria you spread on the mask you wore. You know, 103 were the other things. That's like the Spanish flu. You know, that's not a viral infection. That's all the other things you've done to cripple your immune system. And believe you me, those vaccines have Borrelia, Babesia, Lyme disease in this country. It has nothing to do with Lyme.
Wait, do you say that they had something to do with Lyme disease?
Sure.
Okay.
Lyme disease, you injected Borrelia.
Okay.
You injected Babesia. You injected mycoplasma. Remember HIV? That's why we have to remember what they did to us over the last 40 years. You know, the vaccine, the simple truth is the big gotcha in 2019, because of childrenshealthdefense.org, because of Dell Bigtree and the Informed Action Consent Network, because of the movies, VAX II, 1986, the act when all liability was taken away from pharmaceutical companies in 1986. And they just ramped up the injections of the toxins. And then a kicker was our 2009 paper. Oops, got some contagious mouse cancer viruses in your vaccines. And they've been there since the 1930s. Do you think we have a liability problem? Because in that law, in 1986, that if you understand a manufacturing defect, if you can make a vaccine safer, and the pharmaceutical partner company knew it, then you covered it up, then you're liable. So it's a disease to affect the economy of nations. So COVID-19 is kill all the people you injured with vaccines over the last 50 years, including the AIDS patients, including autism, including ME/CFS, Parkinson's disease, rheumatoid arthritis, all the inflammatory diseases, diet type 1 diabetes, the vaccine injury, cancer, contagious cancer was what we discovered. Murine leukemia virus, mouse leukemia viruses, in live viral vaccines, in the polio shot, in the shingle shot, in the flu shots, over and over, cancer-causing viruses, coughed. You cough cancer on your family. Oh, do you think they needed to make us wear a mask and get a shot? Because that's who they'll kill. And that's who they killed. The first wave of COVID-19 killed the elderly, who they'd already injured with the flu vaccines and who already had inflammatory diseases. This is Big Pharma's murder of all of the people they've injured.
Well, and why are they doing this though? I mean, if they're not held for liability at all, why would they do this? What's the need to kill everyone?
You are held for liability if you understand the manufacturing defect. What's the manufacturing plant of viral vaccines? Animal cell lines. Aborted fetal tissue cell lines. You can't make the vaccines we've been making since the 1980s that way, since the 1990s. You cannot do that. You are liable if you discover the manufacturing defect. What did Judy Mikovits discover? The manufacturing defect. Oops, little problem. Got to get rid of Judy Mikovits because we can't pay 12% of America. We can't give them liability. We can't pay our military. We can't give our military lifelong. We can't, disability. We can't pay the people who we've disabled. That's the big deal, because there is liability if you discover the manufacturing defect.
So I want to just see if I can get this right. These vaccine companies, like I said, but apparently pharmaceutical companies, they're trying to kill people because they think that one day down the road that there's going to be come to a point where they will be eventually be held liable for this thing. Is that correct? Is that how?
And that should have happened in 2011, okay. Yeah.
They
should have been held liable in 2011.
I don't know if they'll ever be held liable. I mean, it's really weird about how things are going. And just something else that happened today was really strange. There was 57 medical groups. It included the American Medical Association, American Academy of Pediatrics, American College of Physicians, National League of Voting, National League for Nursing. They all called upon employers to make the COVID-19 vaccines mandatory for all healthcare workers. I don't understand why would they do this. I mean, is there something that they're saying that people like you and I don't see. I mean, what? Why would they be pushing that? Why would all these organizations? Wouldn't at least one of them push back?
Every one of those organizations makes a ton of money and is criminally liable. Oh, do you think they want to cover that up? Every one of those organizations, the pediatrics, oh, they've been doing it for decades. They're criminally liable. I'm a healthcare worker. I got infected in 2010 with cancer-causing murine leukemia viruses. Do you think they want to pay that liability? That's chapter 8 of our first book, Plague. Oh, my God. You mean all those sequences we saw were real? You mean we're transmitting monkey viruses into humans? Oh, HIV, simian immune deficiency virus? You mean we didn't just forget how to make, some African monkey guy for who was the hunter incidents. He cut himself in the monkey blood. No, we use those monkey kidney cells since the early 90s. No, we've been transmitting these things in these cells, the aborted fetal tissues. Francis Collins, shame on him, from the head of the NIH. Oh, it's okay, folks. We've been using those aborted fetal tissues since the 1960s. Yeah, the same cell lines have been in our labs, getting more and more and more contaminated with human and animal viruses as they spread these things around the world. Oh, yeah, got to kill the healthcare workers. Got to. Oh, yeah, they're making a lot of money. You think they don't know the antidote? You think they're getting injected? They absolutely are not. Bill Gates' children didn't get injected. Only the poor, only the blacks, only the Hispanics, only the Native Americans. Who's getting hammered with these things? Whose children are now so sick, they can't function? Oh, yeah, just give them the kill shot. Kill them all so you can't prove it and cremate them and then blame them, just like they made up the Spanish flu. Had nothing to do with Spain and had nothing to do with influenza. It had to do with a vaccine program and a mask and a government that cloned in 2004. Oh, what did the government do in 2004? Oh, our military organizations, DARPA et al., cloned, USAMRIID military, cloned the virus. The influenza that killed, that strain that killed everybody in 1918, out of the people who died, and then put that sequence on the internet and let anybody in the world weaponize it and use it. And they used it in the flu vaccine they gave to the Italians in January in Switzerland and the Italians in January of 2019. In maiden Darby kidney cells, a dog cell line, continuously growing cell line with coronaviruses. Yeah, so all the doctors, all the physicians, all the organizations, yeah, your life depends on nobody knowing what you did. Yeah, really? You know, your salary depends. Oh, yeah, so all the organizations say, yeah, the healthcare workers need to quit those jobs, walk away.
I think a lot of them are. A lot of them are willing to walk away. And I know one doctor who will not treat people who have gotten the shot. She'll put on like a hazmat suit to treat people who have gotten the shot. She won't let people who have gotten the shot be near unvaccinated pregnant women. I think that's pretty interesting.
That's what has to happen.
Yeah.
But they don't have to put on a hazmat suit.
She doesn't want to take a chance. I mean, at this point,
a little course.
Yeah, I guess the powers that shouldn't be, they were saying, okay, well, you know, why don't you get the shot and we'll give you a free donut? Why don't you get the shot and we'll give you lottery tickets? And they're pushing all this stuff and they're trying to use the carrot. Now they're saying, well, no, if you're unvaccinated, you're the scourge of society and you shouldn't be allowed in there. Do you think that they are surprised that more people didn't go for the shot originally, that over 50% of the people, at least in the U.S., have not taken the shot? Is this something that threw a wrench in their plans, or is this something that they expected and they're going to push for a prolonged period of time until they get a 70% majority or something?
No, I think it threw a wrench in their plan. They can't afford it. They, you know, people like you, talks like you, everything that you're doing, Dell Bigtree, Children's Health Defense, just doctors around the world, AAPS, the American Association of Physicians and Surgeons, they got it right. They're like, no, 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 don't get that shot. So, yeah, no, they didn't expect that we are not at all the silent majority. They didn't expect they couldn't buy everybody. They didn't expect that we would stand up and show how to stay healthy. Look around. Look at the churches. Look at, you know, Rob McCoy's church, Thousand Oaks, Godspeak in Thousand Oaks, where I was yesterday. You know, look at the churches. We've been standing strong. Nobody's sick. Oh, they get a little cold? Yeah, we hand out ivermectin like candy. I do. It's, yeah, you know what? 100-year-old essential medicines from the World Health Organization. You know, President Trump nailed the World Health Organization. That has nothing to do with our health. This is a you know, a criminal takeover. So, yeah, I think they were surprised at the pushback they got. I think they are surprised that people are not buying their bullshit. I think they are surprised at the people who won't wear the mask and won't take the shot and could care less, you know, what you say or what you do. We're going to protect everybody. And the people that attack us, hey, I don't care. You can say anything you want. Hey, you know, it's like thinning of the herd. Fine. If you're that stupid to inject something in a needle that you have absolutely no idea what's in that needle, and you put it in your child, just God.
It's horrible.
And for any doctor who injects any patient with that blank data insert, that package insert that's intentionally left blank because you're part of a clinical trial, you are the phase 3 animal study, and they can't tell you what's in the shot. No doctor should ever inject a patient or force that or encourage or anything else, because you don't know that patient's immune system. You don't know how those molecules are going to interact with what other drugs they're taking. The people that are over 65, where there was never any kind of clinical trial done, phase 1, 2, or otherwise, they used, as Dale Bigtree said, the healthiest of the healthiest to inject that shot and into them. And then they just mandated it to the most liable, to the blacks, to the IV drugs, to the military, to the hospital workers. We're exposed to everything. We're exposed to everything. You don't inject anything in us. I never in my life, I isolated HIV, Ebola, you name it. I worked with it. Never did I wear a mask. You do not cripple your own immune system. I never got a shot. I never used my own blood. You don't do that. You understand how viruses evolved. You understand that you don't give them the opportunity to infect a human. You don't accelerate evolution. You don't make what God doesn't design happen, and in a, like they're doing in these laboratories every day.
So these vaccines, so, you think they're actually accelerating or actually making the virus stronger, theoretically speaking?
Absolutely. Gain of function. That's what Tony Fauci's been lying about for a year and a half. And Robert Redfield admitted, yeah, we kind of made that in the labs. But, you know, we don't care where you made it. Our God-given immune system will fight it as long as you don't inject it. Don't bypass your mucosal immunity. And every doctor should know that. This is the failure of the entire vaccine program that the NIH established in 1999. Failure. This is what we see. Chronic disease, little children, listen to Bobby Kennedy. You know, half of our kids have asthma. We never had autism when I was a kid. My minor in college was disabilities, children's education. The word autism wasn't in the textbook. It's one of the few textbooks I saved from University of Virginia when everything was taken out of my labs and offices. I grabbed that textbook. Why? Because it wasn't there. And people need to wake up, and they are waking up thanks to shows like this, thanks to books like ours, thanks to Dell and Bobby and Suzanne Humphreys, you know, Dissolving Illusions, Sherry Tenpenny, the doctor, 20 years longer than me, you know, Vaxter, V-A-X-X-T-A-R. People are waking up. See, they couldn't control the internet. You can control the TV screen. You can control all of that stuff, but you can't control what people see and read and believe. So what do you do now? You censor everything.
Yeah, they're really, and that's what they're doing. They're pushing for it. And I was wondering, where do you see things going at this point? Because they already said that they identified the 12 people who were spreading quote unquote misinformation. They're targeting these 12 people. And yeah, it's kind of strange.
I'm glad I didn't make that dozen.
But where is it going? Are they eventually going to start killing people? Are they going to eventually start saying, okay, well, you know, we have to kill you now?
They've already been killing people. Oh, don't forget Jeff Bradstreet and Timothy Cunningham and Dr. Gonzalez, doctor after doctor. They've already killed people. That's in, you know, lots and lots of people for decades. Yeah, they've been killing people who realized it for decades. So yes, they're censoring me. They're targeting me. They're threatening me. I don't have the basic rights of anybody.
What are they doing? Are they being accosted everywhere you go?
I am in my apartment. I've had people steal my bicycles off my front porch. I went to the swimming pool the other day, and I'm talking on the phone like I'm talking to you right now in this voice, and somebody came into the swimming pool, and I'm talking to one of my friends, and I said, don't get the shot. Nope, don't wear a mask. Nope, don't do this. I'm saying exactly what I'm saying to you today, to a mom trying to find the truth. And these people sat behind me at the pool, you know, I don't know, from New York, 70-something from New York, who retired to Ventura, California, to Portside Ventura Harbor apartment complex, you know, got in the pool and said, you're violating my freedom of speech. Use your inside voice. We don't want to hear what you want to say.
Jeez.
And I can't say on the radio what I told them to do to themselves. but, you know, and it's like, yeah, well, I'm wearing a red We the People hat. And I'm like, really? Oh, you're not allowed to say the shot is toxic or the mask is toxic? You can sit at a swimming pool and be a stupid ass and wear a mask if you want, but I'm not that stupid. And I don't really care if you are. My right in the United States of America is to say anything I want. He said, oh, you obviously don't know the Constitution because you violated my right to listen to my audiobook. And I was like, you're kidding me, right? You just said that out loud, moron. You know, and they called the police. They called the security at the apartment complex, who came and heard me talking. Use your inside voice. Well, I'm not inside. I'm outside. So, you know, they're creating hate in America. They created the hate. They created the cancel culture. Yeah. So I was having a birthday dinner for my husband last night in our apartment. Stole a $3,000 electric bike that my friend came over in a half hour off our front porch. And nobody did anything. Made false police reports at this. I'm going after this apartment complex. Portside Ventura Harbor, here I come. You know, because we're going after you. And we're not going to let it go. You don't violate our basic rights. We're going after everyone who violate the Constitution. And we're not stopping. And I don't really care. You know, I'll stand on a street corner and say, don't move in here. They violate your basic constitutional rights as soon as I get time to go home and do that. You know, yeah.
Well, that's really set up, but why aren't more people like you and like others that see this? I mean, if we pull everything back and look at everything in a simplistic type manner, the idea that others would feel compelled to have you get something injected into your bloodstream that has not had a thorough testing or generally, even if it was completely healthy for you, why would anyone support this idea? And why would so many people go along with it? Are people so susceptible to peer pressure? Are they so susceptible? Can they be easily bought off? Like, why, for the most part, have so many others accepted this and look at you or look at me or look at others who question this as crazy? What's the big disconnect here? I don't understand.
I guess I don't understand either. Not only is it not safe, but you don't even know what's in the needle. Look at the package insert. It's blank. What did you just inject in your arm? Nobody knows. Are you kidding me? You wouldn't drink a glass of wine while you're pregnant. Why would you inject a pregnant woman with a needle full of God knows what? And I mean, I don't know what the disconnect is. That's why I'm still talking, you know. And so many of my friends, that police officer that came over last night when the bike was stolen, he said, "I like your hat. It says We the People." And I said, "Thank you. What's your name?" After he calmed me down, because I cussed for about the first 15 minutes. You know, I'm not living in a place where they steal stuff off my front porch twice in the same week. You know, we're not playing that game. You're not going to intimidate me. You're not going to target me. I'm not going to leave, and I will not be paying rent. Move me. Stop me. Silence me. Nobody will ever silence me. I guarantee you that, Ryan. So most of the people in our apartment are afraid. And they're like, "We're with you, Judy." "Yeah, can I have your name? I'm moving. Can I get your contact?" Yeah. The people don't want the few bad apples like that New York couple. "Oh, yeah, it's okay for Cuomo to kill the New York citizens, and you're here in California with Gruesome Newsom, who violated every constitutional right."
All right.
"Oh, yeah, you're pretty smart there. Go for it, folks." You know, but they're not going to silence me. They left the pool. I did not, and I will not. And most of the people who show up say, "We're with you, Judy, and we're smarter than that." So most of us are just being smart enough to stay away from their shot. But I guarantee you, people will be giving back their shots. Nobody will come door to door in the United States of America and shoot a colorless deadly liquid on any of us. No, that won't happen in the United States of America.
Well, I mean, they're doing it. They're already going door to door. That's why I wonder if there's going to be a point where violence is going to break out. I talked to a gentleman I really respect. He's a libertarian. And we talked about what the line is for people, because, you know, most people think you're free. They don't want to initiate violence. But if somebody's going to try to inject that into you, inject in your family, what choice do you have but to take some kind of effective measure, even if it is violence? I hate that we're getting to this point. But do you think that if they really try to do the mandatory vaccines and they try to pull people out, that all hell's going to break loose? Or will they be able to pull it off? Are Americans that weak to this point? Because when I went out to the store the other day, Dr. Judy, 95% of the people are still wearing masks, and I'm sure most of them have gotten vaccinated. So if they're already doing that and they're wearing it in the mask in 95-degree weather, I mean, are those people going to resist, you know, if somebody comes to their door?
Yes, I believe that 99% of the people aren't wearing the masks. You know, most of them are either silver masks or other masks or safe masks. You know, most people are not playing the game, and we won't incite violence, never have, because we're speaking the truth in love, and we will stand together. You know, like Martin Luther King in Selma, the movie Selma, when they walked down that bridge. No, you will not push me to violence, but you will not push me, and you will not inject me. I will not open my door. I will have that no trespassing sign on my door. And if you persist, then I will have you removed from my property. That's the way it will be, but it will be peaceful. We will not let them say violence, because that's not what our constitutional republic is about. We are one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all, and we will stay that way, and we will protect each other. And that's where we see the love in my community. In my community, more stand with me than stand against me. And we were in Santa Barbara, and the police actually volunteered, like the police officer Kenny, who came to our house last night when the electric bike was stolen. You know, when the false police report, you know, the agent, the rental agent for this apartment complex, filed a false police report to stop us from speaking the truth in love to 100 people, mostly doctors, who wanted to know what they do, what's in the shot. They want to learn. Filed a false police report and dispersed us and forced us to go home and made up something. We filed criminal affidavits. We filed and said, and this policeman was there. This happened in February. And this policeman was there last night. And we said, "Were you here a couple of months ago?" And he said, "Yeah." And no, we couldn't do anything because there was no crime. So they said we committed a crime. They defamed me in Portside Ventura Harbor. I guarantee you it's not going to go well for them, but we're going to do it peaceably. We're going to speak the truth in love. We are going to protect our neighbors. We're going to provide solutions, whether you got injected or not. As long as there is life, God's breath, there is life. And we don't believe that this shot has to kill anyone if you never get another shot and you never wear another mask. So everybody has to walk the mark of the beast isn't what they inject in your arm. The mark of the beast is your mind. You have to trust God with all your heart, mind, and soul and say, I think I'm going to pass. And that's where we are. We can't live in a world of apathy anymore. Every single human has to stand up and take responsibility or we will lose our country and our world. And we will lose it to tyranny and we will all be communists. And hey, half the world will be dead because these shots are deadly. They're not vaccines. They never were. And they know it. They're poison. You injected the disease in a synthetic virus. That's what you did.
If you have gotten the vaccine and you realize that, oh my God, I think I made a big mistake. What can you do? Is that thing stuck in you? And also, if you haven't been vaccinated and you are concerned about being around vaccinated people, is there anything you can do to strengthen your immune system so, there's nothing that people who are vaccinated can push on you? My understanding is that sometimes people who are vaccinated, they shed spike proteins. I don't know anything about that. Is that correct? I'm just curious.
They do transmit. So here's the first question. If you got it, turn and never get another shot. And do all the things you would have done to prevent getting SARS-CoV-2, getting the natural infection. Use quercetin, use vitamin D, use vitamin C. Don't ever wear a mask. Don't ever get another shot of any kind. And I mean blood transfusions because they're contaminated right now. So if you turn your mind away and you go out and you get yourself healthy with all the natural products. There's a website, drxmd.com, drxmd.com. And it tells you elderberry, black seed, cumin. It tells you natural products. You want vitamin D. You want ivermectin. You want hydroxychloroquine and zinc. You want minerals. You want a healthy diet. You don't want to eat in GMO. You want to clean up your life and make your immune system strong, like you just said. And so whether you're the vaccinated or the one being exposed to the vaccinated, do not, put on a mask. Do not shun them. Hug them. If you get exposed, you will get it. You can get infected. You can get sick. You will get well, and you will have a natural immunity, no matter the source of the infection, synthetic or otherwise. You will have a lasting, durable, robust immunity, just as your God-given immune system. So all we have to do is take off all the labels, take off all the masks. Don't ask who's vaxxed, who's not, who cares. End of the violation of our privacy laws and go back to, healthy people don't make people sick. We're not presumed sick until proven healthy. Go out, live your life, protect the most vulnerable. That's what we need to do. And never again listen to these criminals. If you don't take another shot, what happens? Their industry collapses. If you quit the job, you don't need the job. Don't go to that school. For coaches, college coaches, Olympic coaches, high school, kid coaches, not on my watch. Your job is to protect those kids. And you say no and you walk off the field. Start your own team. Start your own school. Start your own church. We can do this. And all it takes is a little bit of love and not on my watch. And every single human being can end this so we never see the variant du jour, the Delta, Lambda, whatever they come up with, because it'll never end. It'll never end until we say no more. We the people must stand up.
I couldn't agree with you more, and I love the last thing you said. Dr. Judy Ikovits, I want to thank you so much for being with us today, for sharing your time, your wisdom, your insight. To learn more about Dr. Judy, please go to her website, plaguethebook.com. Post a link to it. Dr. Judy, thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Ryan. It's a delight to talk to you.
Okay, everyone, that concludes today's edition of the Out of Limits of Inner Truth Radio Show. Special thanks to our unbelievable guest, and special thanks, as always, to our virtues, Miss Carrie O'Connor, Miss Constance Dallas, and our associate producer, Jenny Lamisa. To learn more about the Out of Limits of Inner Truth, please go to our website at outoflimitsradio.com. And till the next time we meet, my friends, I wish upon you an abundance of peace, love, and beers. Take good care, and thank you so much for listening.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.